Today's New Testament reading is from Galatians, the 6th chapter. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome the Reverend Kevin Robson, Chief Mission Officer of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Well, now, there's a tall order. Can you carry the sin problem of a fellow human being? The Apostle Paul is not just talking about the burden of willful, deliberate sin. He speaks of your neighbor's transgressions of ignorance, weakness, tempted persuasion, simply following the rotten example of others, swept up in the tide of the prevailing culture. Bear one another's burdens. Will you? Patiently as a way forward, as a path to your neighbor's gentle return? Paul is saying that a careful restoration calls for the skills of a fine artisan, but how often you and I go wading in and acting as though we were about to do cardiac surgery with a chainsaw? There may be no greater challenge to your faith than the manner in which you treat your neighbor's transgressions. Dear baptized Christian, you are to take every care to deliver rather than to triumph over a fellow sinner, to help and not condemn, to strengthen and to do no further damage. Yet, we continually read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest our neighbor's sins in order that we might more thoroughly accuse and condemn them. Our conceit binds us to an endless string of comparisons. Thank God that I am not like that man, not like that sinner over there. Here's the crux of the epistle to the Galatians. Repent. There's another way, Christ's way. Sometimes it's a lonely way. To bear such burden is hard, so hard that you could never do it on your own. So reap from the Spirit what He offers, the grace and peace that come through Jesus. It is disturbingly easy for us to become weary of all this burden-bearing, but the Spirit of life has set us free from sin and death. We desperately, continually need Christ's work preached into our ears and hearts, the Son of God, crucified for our sins and raised for our justification. By grace alone, and not by our weary works, we stand righteous before His throne. As we are presented with the opportunity, the right moment, the apt season, the Spirit's prescription is this: by faith, bear one another's burdens. Surely you will see the harvest. It is eternal life. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, encouraging one another. You never live alone. You need forgiveness, restoration, and encouragement from other Christians, and you will find yourself returning the same to them with thanksgiving. On the eve of His death upon a cross, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." This is another kind of law, the rule of genuine Christian freedom. Only His gospel provides such freedom, such love. As long as you are on the earth, it is safe to say that you will be bearing the burdens of your brothers and sisters. Why is that? Because it is the Lord Jesus Christ who is bearing you. Amen.
We thank the Reverend Kevin Robson, Chief Mission Officer of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, for today's meditation on God's Word.